Well, I dreamed I saw two family trees. They grew from very different seeds. One stood tall with flowered crowns, and one was bent and bitter. The bitter tree bore sour fruit and made the people eating do wickedness upon the earth until they grew to love it. The flower tree put out its leaves, which perfumed faintly that bitter breeze. The bent tree's branches shook like snakes and did their best to kill it. Up the sweetness rose again, like children rise from water cleansed. And though the thorns tore at their flesh, they would not stop their singing. Ages came and ages went, and it seemed the good tree's strength was spent, while the bitter tree kept sprouting strong and choking out its fragrance. Till one day evil's wicked limbs entangled all the hopes of men, and struck that holy heartwood down and felled the mighty timber. The crooked fingers of that tree took hold of earth, made it bleed, and most forgot what goodness was or where to go to find it. And holiness decayed to dust, the spinning world gave way to lust, and justice cracked like splinters of wood, the world lay in confusion. Now a tree is known by the fruit it bears, and every day we plant ourselves in one of these two families, in one of these two family trees. No one saw the twist to come. Prophets of the stump of God were killed like fools and all ignored. But underneath the soil, a tender word beneath the roots uncurled until a little shoot unfurled into the poisoned air to raise the ancient family, to stir the dormant seed of faith and water withered hearts awake. Die upon that bitter tree and uproot it forever. And one day soon we'll see his face.